Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio for Mexicali and Imperial Valleys. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health. I'm Maria Wyatt and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Thank you all for tuning in. We've got an email. It's wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. And if you want to know more inside facts on Scott McClure, this doctor who comes in and does...
Oh, yeah. Well, my email address at this point is... Thank you for the prompt, dude. It's basically very simple. THEDOCDocMcClure, MCCLURE, @gmail.com.
And you'll field random questions about anything because you roll that way.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I'll just pretend I know what I'm talking about even when I don't. Not true, actually. Except I will tell you I have no clue what I'm talking about when I don't.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Improvisation isn't my complete lifestyle.
No. Obviously, it's you go farther and farther out on the limb.
That's right.
Welcome back. Okay, so we're talking about how acculturation affects mental health, and you really looked at that very, very specifically. Give us kind of a peek in that, because it's going to really apply to where we are and what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, in the snapshot, I mean, the ultimate thing you want to see is you want to see people, like I said earlier, really taking on an identity of both their culture and the culture that they're immersed in. The individuals who typically go too far on either side of that fence are when you start having different types of mental health issues. And I'm talking about stuff like anxiety, somatization, mm-hmm. depression, a lot of other mental health factors like bipolar disorder, mm-hmm. you know, serious mood disorder like a bipolar disorder or, you know, schizophrenia, mental health disorder. Well, those are not necessarily cultural specific. Those are pretty much the same across most cultural groups
so
across the
world. So research indicates that culture is not a huge determining factor in those disorders.
Absolutely. I mean, culture is not necessarily a determining factor of any mental health disorder. Typically, how one is within society and how their culture affects them in that society could be more predictive, especially of anxiety and mood disorders.
Well, again, we're talking about the stress and pressure of not fitting in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's throw in substance use disorders, too. I mean, there's a, you know, culturation affects substance use disorders. I mean, some cultures have different just natural coping mechanisms that other cultures don't. You know, for instance, like if you have strong familiar support, that's protective against most mental health mm-hmm. disorders unless they're just purely biological. You know, so one could say that if it's a Mexican American that has a very good, strong family system, and especially if they understand that they're living in a different culture and they're not just forcing people to be one, you know, square peg in a round hole, well, that's protective. That helps protect people mm-hmm. of their, you know, identity issues and mental health disorders.
And you're taking on a challenge like acculturating to a brand new culture, different language, different rules, et cetera, et cetera. It's nice to be able to keep those traditional things that were useful to you in protecting you against this new stress.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you really want to maintain a sense of pride in your ancestral culture. I mean, that's one of the things, keeping it just in normal words. People who have pride in themselves and in their ancestral culture are protected against some of the elements, even against racism, because they have an internal sense of well-being. They are okay with it. They understand it's coming from something else. It's not truly about them.
Yeah.
Now, do you get, I don't know, kind of a divide and conquer thing going on when you're looking at traditional culture or kind of cultural niches where people believe, their belief system's different. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so corporal punishment's probably a good example. You come from a culture where corporal punishment is the norm.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, it's acceptable, everybody gets it from day one. And because it's so normal, it basically doesn't stand out as traumatic or abusive. Yeah. In theory, this is possible. I'm not sure how that plays out. And you come to a place where corporal punishment is considered abuse. It's considered abusive. It's ineffective. It's, you know, you've got all these kind of messages going around saying that it's not the way to go. Isn't that going to be challenging in terms of acculturation? I mean, which foot do you put when things are really, either or like that? How do you manage that?
Well, I think that, you know, and this is just my professional opinion as far as working with cultures. I think it does. It really depends on where the person is within the dominant culture and, like, what their views are. I mean, like, let me rephrase that. If corporal punishment, you're in a country where that's the norm and everybody's doing it, and you live in that country and you participate in activities and you don't know anything different, you're probably going to feel it less.
Right.
You're not going to notice right. it. Doesn't mean there isn't side effects. It doesn't mean that very culture-specific behavior. Some are harmful and some are helpful, regardless of where you live.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.